and Cork are victorious here in Ballybuffet in the second round of the All-Ireland Championship. And if Donegal are going to make the quarterfinals, they're going to have to go through the prelim quarterfinal next weekend. It's been a hugely, hugely disappointing day on the return of Championship football to McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Defeat for Donegal today. They've lost out by a single score. Loads of credit to Cork. They got physical, they stepped up to the second half.
Obviously, in that last attack, we had the ball, so it was either a two-pointer or a goal. Now, when the ball came across the carry there, I know he's only a young man coming into the game, I'm not blaming him for it. He had to carry the ball in, and he was shooting from a distance. You're very unlikely to get a goal. He hit it hard, but it's going to go over the bar, and you've got to just drive that in and make sure that you're having a shot that's going to have a decent goal attempted. We had the opportunity to snatch the match. The point wasn't going to be any good. Either we work it out for a two-pointer, or you get it in close to the goals, and it's a shame there. We could have actually snatched that game, Oisin, but that is a shock for Donegal, you know, having led so well at half time and being in real control, you know, 10-5 up, and really probably having that wee bit of an extra point of the breeze. You really thought to yourself that Donegal would push on second half, but once Cork came after Donegal, started to win a few kickouts and really started to get stuck into Donegal and battle them around the pitch, you've seen a very different style to this game, and Donegal really started to panic in possession. They couldn't get their form back. The subs that came in, it was inexperienced, Brendan. I don't mean to put anything on the guys coming in, but they added really very little to it, and really you've seen there all of a sudden Donegal's strength and depth. You know, we had a very good starting team, we hadn't a lot to bring in, and really when we looked for that extra bit of energy and bit of cohesion, we hadn't got it.
No, definitely not. Very disappointing, and self-made from Donegal, created a lot of their own problems. A game they were totally in control of, but never really pushed the button to go for it. And then Cork saw this gap and they went for it. They were incentivised to push on, and they really deserved it. They outscored Donegal 12 points to 6 in the second half and are deserving winners, so they are, you'd have to say. But Donegal, very disappointing. Brendan, you mentioned there the subs came in. I was very surprised to see Yoshin Gallen go off. You want your big kickers, you want your big players on the pitch at the end of the game, and you know, he was gone off the field. Conor O'Donnell had one of his poor days, kicked 3 or 4 poor balls, and just Donegal never really got into a good flow. They were controlled, but then when the pressure came on and when Cork added that bit of buzz to the game, Donegal didn't have the answer.
Yeah, they certainly didn't have the answer, so they didn't. I'm trying to process it in my head here. How do we go from the performance in the first half against Kerry to the second half here today against Cork, Brendan?
Yeah, well, I think it's very difficult because it was Kerry, we're pumped up after Down as well, Ash. You know, you're coming off the back of a terrible game where a lot of people were questioning, you know, where you're at, where you're going. We had a lot of time to prepare for that game, as we did for this. Now, I think the first half, Ash, would be very interesting was said at half time. If you go in at double scores up, I know it was low scoring, and particularly in the modern game, things can change very quick. But when you're that much in control and Cork were standing off you, was it a question of, lads, keep doing the same thing? But Cork, it was as if they played, there were two different teams here today, you know, even in the first 10 minutes of that second half. But once, and you know, you said it in commentary, Oisin, once they sensed Donegal weren't on it or weren't up for the fight, they started to turn over ball. And as Brendan was saying there, we give away a couple of bad attempts at goals, there's a couple of bad turnovers for people, and there's a couple of bad fouls come on as well, all from players that came in to join the game to give us a bit of extra. It actually hampered us, and it gave Cork that wee bit of impetus. And listen, you've got to say, Brian, in those closing 15 minutes, Cork were full value of it, because they came after Donegal, and when they came forward with purpose, and Donegal had lost their rhythm altogether. They had no platform, and they had nobody really driving the game.
Yeah,
definitely, 100%. And the big moment for me was Ian Maguire, Conor O'Donnell's shot that went up into the air. Ian Maguire went above everyone, caught it, created an overlap and transitioned up the field, which Cork got a score off. That was a big moment. You could see Cork growing in confidence from there on in, and they chased Everton down. They showed all the urgency in them last 15 minutes of the game, and that was well reflected on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the amount of two-pointers that came in that second half. Obviously Walsh, Fahey, and then you had Sherlock, who actually kicked two as well. Like they outscored Donegal 10-3 in the closing 20 minutes.
They did, yeah, and I mentioned that they kicked 6 two-pointers.
Yeah.
We didn't attempt a two-pointer. In my recollection of the game, we didn't attempt a two-pointer all day. I know the conditions were windy and all that, but if Cork can kick 6 of them, Donegal need to be hitting a couple of them every game, so they do.
Four of them came in the 20 minutes.
Four of them came in the last 20 minutes.
See, when you've got a cushion, and just in Donegal's defence, when you've got a cushion and you look like Rene, let's just say in your Donegal head, right, you're thinking if Cork have a spell, we'll chip on. We created what, 3-4 good goal chances in the first half. You're probably thinking we'll get a goal or we'll get them scores. The difference was that those scores dried up, and going forward, we all of a sudden started to look a wee bit panicky. You couldn't see how we were opening up Cork, and we were opening them up at will first half. So Donegal just dropped out of them. And is it something this season, I don't know, between, you know, the down performance in the Kerry and now this, you know, Donegal's performance levels, you're not sure what you're going to get. We thought after Kerry the last day, down was just a blip. Now we're seeing that there's a level of drop that can come into the team, and there's no real ammunition to come in to really bolster it, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And once you lose momentum in a game, once momentum goes from your game, it's very, very difficult to get it back. And it was all front foot football from Cork on the last 20 minutes. Donegal making mistakes on the ball, punished harshly, I thought, on a couple of occasions by the referee for a couple of fouls that led to scores for Cork. But that said, Cork showed the urgency. Donegal just couldn't arrest that momentum back from Cork.
Yeah, Oisin Gallen scored 4 points today. Michael Langan got two. Michael Murphy got two. Patter Mogan, Jason McGee, Turlough Carr, all on the score sheet. Shane O'Donnell managed to chip in with a point as well. Ryan McHugh got in there, and of course that goal from Conor O'Donnell. But the reality of it is, despite leading 1-7-5 at half time, which was a 5-point cushion, which really should have been probably a 9 or a 10-point advantage at the break, wasn't there. And Donegal never ever knocked on from it, and they couldn't get. We talked about. I said to you a couple of times that we never got into top gear.
Yeah,
attacking. There was maybe 2 or 3 of those points that we went at full pelt. But there was nothing up. We didn't come out of third gear today, Brendan, and for some reason
we couldn't get out of it.
Couldn't get out.
And do you know what? If Cork had done 10 minutes of that to us in the first half, that would have been the halftime wake up call for Jim to go, right, boys, we need to do this, this, and this. It was so easy in the first half that I think it gave us into a false sense of security. We never got into what you call championship speed. And when Cork hit us at championship speed, we couldn't react. Actually, so listen, massive learnings in that. I suppose we're lucky this isn't a 2B game when we've had the championship. You know, my Cork friends have thumbs up here just going past. I mean, well done to Cork. I mean, they're completely written off coming up here today to Ballybofey, but the record we have, the form at Donegal was in. So you'd have to say well done to them. But it's very much the same. 2 pointers, discipline. I seen the discipline. Yeah. Our lack of discipline cost us today on our bench, I think, was the big things.
If we are going to go to the quarter final now at the end of the month, and the last Sunday of the month, or the last weekend of the month, we have to play next weekend again. 3 weeks in the bounce championship football. How do you now bounce back?
The only saving grace from Alison is we went out of Ulster early. If we had Ulster campaign behind us and had lost here today, you're thinking, right, here comes the drag. This is too much for the squad of players. You know, one game in 7 weeks. I don't think the pre-quarter final is a problem now, Alison, in terms of any kind of fatigue, even long term, if we were to go further. I think there's a deeper thing about who we can beat next, you know, because playing like that, if you look at that second half, any of the teams that's going to be left in the row, they'd fancy having a crack at Donegal.
We are in an All-Ireland series, Brendan, okay? And we're being touted again before this match as the best team in the country. We were touted before the Down game as the best team in the country. The luck on Donegal, as of in the next couple of minutes, is going to change yet again. Can you lose? Now, we've seen it last year. Kerry lost a game and won the All-Ireland. Armagh the year before lost a game and won the All-Ireland. Can you actually lose 2 championship games and won the All-Ireland?
Yeah, you certainly can, Oisin, but based on the performance that we saw today, which was
a group losing 2 big championship games, how do you bounce it back, and can you go on and have a belief within the group that you can become All-Ireland champions?
Oh, I think you can. I think you can definitely believe that. I think they'll take a hard look at themselves after that performance today. They'll be very disappointed. And it reminisces of the Down defeat back in O'Donnell Park, so it does early in the year, where the just energy wasn't there and sparked and looked a bit flat, so they did on their feet at times. Yes, they had control, but they weren't hurting Cork the way they should have hurt Cork, because the Cork were there to be got at in the first half, particularly in the first 40, 50 minutes. But Donegal need to have a look at themselves now and analyse why they didn't get up to the pace of the game today, because that was a totally different performance than what we witnessed down in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney a couple of weeks ago. And at this level of football, there's no more chances for Donegal. They have to go now and win every game if they want to win the All-Ireland. And based on what we saw today, that is a concern. Yes, they can still do it, but They need more of what we saw in Kerry and less of what we saw in Donegal and Letterkenny over the last couple of months.
Yeah, there is, of course, four Round 2B games that are taking place this weekend. Whoever wins them will meet the losers of 2A. Donegal now find themselves as a loser of 2A. That draw, I think, is going to be done on Monday morning, so we will be out next weekend. So we'll wait to see how it develops. But we're just going to wrap it up now. Brendan Devaney, it's turned out to be, after all the buzz early on, we watched the thousands coming through the gates here. The return of championship football to Balbofey. This wonderful surface. The work that has been done. The energy that was here in the lead-up to this game. It's so disappointing now to stand here looking at a defeat at the hands of Cork that we probably believed that wasn't going to be there a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, certainly. And the thing about it is, actually, we're masters of our own downfall. If you play well in the championship game, we're all here to support Donegal. We love the county. We love the game. If a team is beaten by a better team, you just say that's fair enough. Cork were the better team today, but that isn't what happened. When your performance level drops to the level Donegal did, there's so many mistakes in that second half between freeze and turnover balls, and we lost our form going forward as well. So every aspect of our play actually seemed to drop, and that's what handed off. Now, Cork did. Obviously, they came at us. They put them up to us. But once they put it up to us, there was no reaction from us. And that's why you'll leave here now with a funny feeling in your stomach, because you know that's not the real Donegal team. And already, Ashton, you talked about two games and one losing in the championship. The way we lost to Down was so out of character. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe when I was watching that day. Now, we've seen shades of that in that second half. Brenda mentioned it about the energy against Down. We've seen elements of it again. And that would be the biggest takeaway worry for me, that when a game comes against you, Ashton, that's where you step up and then you say, right, this kick into gear. We couldn't seem to do that, and we couldn't seem to do it against Down. So you're going to do a knockout game now, and the worry is that that could happen to you again. So I think that's the big thing for Jim and his team to get right, that if we play at our best and you're beat, then you can handle that. But we were way off our best in that time.
Yeah, it just didn't turn out today the way that Donegal wanted it. Full-time score here once again. Cork 17 points, Donegal 113, a 1-point win for the Cork men who march on to the All-Ireland quarter-finals. Donegal into the prelim on the other side of the draw. Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne, many thanks for your contribution, but it is a disappointing evening. So it is, and all the Cork supporters, there's not too many of them here, but they're out with the players on the pitch at the moment. Hopefully our Minors will give us a bit of a lift this evening. They're playing Louth in the All-Ireland Minor Championship Tier 2 Paul McGurr Cup Final at the Athletic Grounds. It throws out at 7:30 this evening, and hopefully Donegal can get a win there tonight in that to lift the spirits.